You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Social isolation is an issue that people face in their retirement. In fact, a recent study reports that loneliness in men over 60 impacts their health and well-being. Volunteering Auckland is trying to tackle this issue by launching the Ambassador Program. It's a world-first retirement transition program, assisting retirees in continuing with a purpose by contributing to their community. I spoke to Volunteering Auckland's General Manager, Cheryl Martin, and started by asking her about the program ahead of next week's launch.
It's a response to the ageing population and Auckland City's commitment to make Auckland an age-friendly city to handle the growing number in the ageing population. So Volunteering Auckland is also committed to that same agenda. So the Ambassador Program allows those that are considering moving out of the workplace a chance to imagine volunteering as the next step in their life. So we're wanting to engage with businesses, employers, that will talk with those that are considering retirement to maybe be able to volunteer a day a week for the last few months before they finally retire, so that they've got something to continue with once they've finished work.
And what are the benefits of this for those who are going to be actually participating in the program?
We have a huge issue of social isolation and loneliness in our city, in particular for men, and the volunteering aspect of it will help mitigate that, but will also give them the opportunity to keep using their skills, gain new skills, make new connections.
And how dangerous can social isolation be?
Exceptionally. The health and well-being of people that are socially isolated is quite a drain on our health system, because you also get suicide rates going up when people just don't have a purpose and a reason. It could have quite a big impact, we think.
Do you have any indication that people will actually want to do this, or they might just, will they not just want to finish up working and retire? What makes this an enticing option for people who are planning on finishing work?
Those that we've spoken to that are already retired are telling us that they wished there had been something like this when they were considering retiring, because it was quite a shock to the system to not have that routine of getting up and going somewhere and doing something. So we're quite confident that it will be well utilised. And we know that the community groups, the non-profits that involve volunteers, are quite excited by this concept as well, of having people with skills and the time to support the work that they're doing.
And if I'm correct, this is the first program of its kind. I don't really know where I was going with that question, other than just to say, this is the first time it's happened. That's yes. Quite significant, right?
Yes, it is. We've looked around the world and there are plenty of programs for people that are already retired, and there are employee volunteer programs for people that can volunteer their day a week while they're working, but nothing in that transition phase. A lot of time is spent with onboarding people to employment, but we don't seem to see a lot happening at the other end. So we're hoping that this program will be a solution and a support for that, so that employers can care for the well-being of their staff as they move on to the next phase of their life.
Right. So there are programs for people that are already retired. Is this about stopping people slipping through the net, so
yes,
to speak?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And the Minister for Seniors has spoken about issues like this in the past. Is this something that the government or that the Minister herself has endorsed? Is she standing by this program?
We have spoken with the Minister for the Community Voluntary Sector, and she's really excited about it. We are still in the process of talking with other interested parties, because it's a concept launch that we've got happening on the 1st of October, just to let people know that this is it, you know, this is a solution, let's work together and get it going.
So will this save lives, this program?
I wouldn't like to put my my reputation on that, because that's a pretty big thing to say.
Yeah.
You know, it's one way of supporting those who are moving out of the workforce and into retirement.
Well, it'll improve them then, at least, improve lives.
Absolutely. Well, volunteering does. The research shows that the health benefits of volunteering is phenomenal, and for people's mental well-being and health, physical well-being, etc. Yeah, so that research has been around for a long time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.